seat I've enjoyed. This is no kid and I'm not no toy boy.
Once again, everyone, family and friends, are confused and perplexed about my support of Trump. They haven't actually been following along intensively. They haven't been following along with me intensively for the years, obviously, man. Whatever I've been saying has been going in one ear and out the other. Because I've been following the NWO, the New World Order, the globalist agenda. Agenda for, I don't know, since hell, I would say 88, when I was in high school, when I was just getting out of high school. Yeah, I've been reading the works of Adam Weishaupt, Albert Pike, Albert Mackey, Manly P. Hall, studying the keys of Freemasonry, Scottish Rite, York Rite, Blue Lodge, all of that shit, man. So once again, when I gotta hear idiots out there talking about you just following Alex Jones talking about, you know, typically, like I said, it's an IQ deficit out there. Every time somebody hears something of a conspiratorial nature, they automatically roll back or talk about Alex Jones, man. But like I said, this shit been out there for years, bro.
for years.
So, I've been following the moves of the oligarchs of the Uniparty, man. Yeah, I've been following what they've been doing for a long time, man. And I've just been seeing the totalitarian tiptoe. Or what we would like to say, the death of a thousand cuts when it comes to America. What you are watching right now is the systematic destruction of America. I mean, everything American when it comes to its culture and as well as its economic base. All of it is being destroyed and dismantled from within. And all of this is being done with the oligarchs, the Uniparty, the Democrats, the Republicans, the globalists who reside in our country and overseas. It's a concentrated effort. I mean, think about it. Everything that's going on is systematically designed to tear down what has been built. Any metaphysician worth his salt knows and understands that in order for you to build, at first you must destroy. And that is what is happening now. The destructive nature and the destructive power of counterculture movements, which is this woke nonsense that they got going on. In America right now, we have our own government deliberately and purposely jacking up prices for everything. Once again, y'all know, man, y'all know how I get down and what I'm talking about all the time, what I'm talking about. In order to keep your hoes in line and keep them under your thumb and to control them, you gotta keep them broke. And the government is the pimp, and the civilians, those who live up under that government, are its hoes. So you cannot have a whole bunch of people living up under a government prospering and flourishing. Not if you want to control them. You must control them. And guess what? I know it's going to be hard for some of y'all to grasp this because, you know, y'all been sucking on the tit of the mainstream media. Yeah, but Trump is a threat to giving out that money, man. He is a threat to keeping control of your hoes. Man, he is a threat to keeping control of your hoes, man. Keeping control of the civilians. Keeping control of the United States of American proletariat, man. Yeah, man, they can't have that, man. You know, your hoes get a little uppity when they get a little change in their pocket, bruh. Because, you know, I've heard arguments such as, well, Trump's no better than the establishment. Because, you know, I've basically stated that Trump is anti-establishment for the most part, really. When you're really looking at it, because he's not really Democrat, not really Republican. He's simply America first, or he's a nationalist. And people was talking about, you know, how if he stays in office, it's going to be a disaster because he's spending money that we don't have and he's giving out money that we don't have. And I'm like, oh, my God, here we go with this nonsense, man. Yeah, the government always does that. The government's always giving out money that they don't fucking have. The issue is and the problem is when you're dealing with standard Republicans and Democrats, man, they're always giving money out to themselves. They're always paying extra money and extra dividends to themselves. They're always giving kickbacks to themselves. Yeah, they're always giving inordinate amounts of money to more government officials, more corporations, more wars and debacles overseas. But the common man never gets that loot. The common man never gets that money, Jack. Nah, not for you. Not for you, Negro. Mm-mm. It's a big club and you ain't in it. Paraphrasing my man George Carlin, may he rest in peace. Yeah, but Trump, man, he was one of the first cats, man, that was just like, hey, not only are we going to give some of our politicians and the government kickbacks, not only are we going to give the corporations kickbacks, not only are we going to send money overseas to give them kickbacks, but guess what, America? Guess what, citizen? We gonna line some of your pockets too. That's what we gonna do. I'd never seen it before. I'm like, what? Giving out stimulus checks and PPP loans and, you know, showing some love and some rhythm with the taxes. And I'm just amazed and flabbergasted that niggas just can't connect the dots, man. They just can't see it. They just don't understand that, you know, they actually had a real one in office that was looking out for them, Jack. I'm like, God damn. You finally get a real one in office and you niggas drop the ball, man. Ah, by putting that by putting that baked potato in office, Biden, man. I can't believe it, bro. I can't believe it. We still got people out there talking about they gonna vote for Biden. As fucked up as everything is right now, they still talking about we gonna still vote for Biden, man. After all the shit, I mean, they seeing this fool on TV, can't talk, stumbling, falling down, talking to dead people, can't even walk off stage, confusing some bitch. And they talking about he's the sharpest we've ever seen him. His mental acuity is off the charts. I'm like, Okay, man. But yeah, like I said, I've been watching the New World Order's moves, man, for the longest, man. Yeah, this diversity, ethnicity, and inclusion shit, man, it's all designed. Everything that they interjected into American society is designed to destroy it and wither away its structure and its stability from within. They want everybody to be gay. Why? Because contrary to popular belief, they do not want more people, they want less people. So, what needs to be done is we need to promote homosexuality. That's right. Not only do we want less people, but we want to foster in more government controls. And how do you do that? You eliminate the nuclear family. And by promoting homosexuality or alternative lifestyles, you wither away at that core, at that nuclear family core, which will make governing society much harder. Because when you have families, I mean, the man that's in the family pretty much transmits his moral standing and his culture as he knows it. He pretty much transmits that to the woman, and the woman disseminates that to the child or the children. So it's a big war on masculinity. They're tearing down the masculine, elevating the feminine, because the masculine is in direct opposition to government controls. The government only wants feminine energy out here so that they can take control and they can drive the bus. So that they could be the masculine energy. So they could be the arbiter of what is masculine. So that they control society as a whole. They want women to pretty much be in control when it comes to society. And everybody who is at the very tip top, as far as government is concerned, they will wield the masculine. But as far as the little man is concerned, they want the little man to be held underwater. They want the female to keep her thumb on her man's neck, on her husband's neck. They want to simply foster a consumer-based society just to keep you consuming and looking out for the next stupid-ass trend that don't mean nothing to distract you. And they don't want men in the mix stopping that, because men are a lot more frugal than women. Men are a lot more in control of their senses and their faculties and their finances than women. And the powers that be, the oligarchs, the globalists, they want chaos. The best way to do that is to accentuate and to promote the feminine and downplay the masculine. So no, the government does not want more people. The government wants control. In order to get that control, they first must foster chaos. In order to build, you must destroy. They're attacking education. They're dumbing down the kids. They're confusing the children. Once again, are you a boy? Are you a girl? Are you both? Are you mixed? Of course, the government, they are masters at the great game. The great game is the divide and conquer tactic or technique. Men against women, black against white, Democrat against Republican, rich against poor. By doing this, by having all of these oppositional fronts, they pretty much guarantee their power. Because the common man, the illiterate man, is so busy fighting amongst themselves, not being able to see the true culprit of their bad situation. Yeah, they'll just keep arguing and bickering with their neighbor instead of looking at government. So yeah, man, that was a cool thing, man. I was peeping that, man. Yeah, you know, you had a lot of people talking about, you know, Trump, you know, he's reckless spending. He's spending recklessly, you know. That's why we got inflation and this and that. And I'm like, no, that's not why we have inflation, man. No? Mm-mm. You got inflation because of the Democrats, man. But Trump, you know what I mean? I mean, even if what Trump did, man, in his 3 years, because like I said, everybody was prospering, bruh. You know what I mean? It was just a breath of fresh air to see him share the spoils of war, man. It was just refreshing. I was just like, oh man, he gonna get a little man a cut? He gonna get a little folks a cut? Oh, okay, alright. Shoot. Because once again, man, when it comes to these politicians, they always cutting themselves a check. They always cutting their cronies a check. They always cutting their donors a check. You know? The old scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. You know, the politicians give the donors back the money. The donors give the politicians the money. The politicians give folks overseas the money. I mean, but your little ass, you, the common man, you gets nothing. Mm-mm. Like I said, man, Trump, man, it was a beautiful thing. Those past 3 years that he was in office was a beautiful thing, Jack. Yeah, boy, like I said, man, these females was eating out here, man. They stopped calling Big Mike. They didn't need no sponsors. Like, shoot, man, we got Uncle Trump in office, nigga. He's sending out checks. I'm like, son of a bitch. Yeah, man, I mean, me endorsing Trump, it's like shooting myself in the foot, man. You know, Trump, he turned out to be a sugar daddy's worst enemy, dog. I'm like, man, I thought he was going to make these bitches hungry, man. I thought you was gonna make them thirsty. Shit, you get in office and they, man, they losing their minds, man. They driving Range Rovers in this bitch, man. Well, anyway, what else is on the agenda? Yeah, man, so like I said, I see Trump doing this thing and I'm like, he's obviously not a globalist, he is a nationalist. I seen him do some cool shit for black folks, man. I seen him give black folks some rhythm, man. Yeah, Trump is anti-NWO. He's anti-New World Order, man. And you know, that's all I needed to see, Jack. And then you look at Biden, and he's got the earmarks of a globalist. You know, especially since he's a career politician. Anyone who's a career politician on a federal level, I mean, they're pretty much a globalist. I mean, they've been in office so long, they know the system, they know how it works, and they know about the kickbacks, and they know about how to influence peddle. And I mean, if you're in it that long, your hands are extremely dirty, man. Your hands are extremely dirty, and you pretty much, I mean, you sold the American people, the American public down the river multiple times, if you are in power that long in our government, yes. No doubt about that. So yeah, man, my big fear right now is there's been so much damage done to America from within, constitutionally and, you know, economically. I don't know if Trump gonna be able to reverse it, man. I don't know if he gonna be able to reverse course. I don't know if he gonna be able to stop the Cloward and Piven plan of destroying America from within to make it into a Marxist socialist country or haven. Will Trump be able to get back in there, start the gears of prosperity and capitalism chugging along once again? Will he be able to do it? Or will he actually have to start really becoming a dictator in order to reverse the course, because there is a such thing as things getting so bad that, yeah, man, you're going to have to pull some teeth. You're going to have to break some eggs to make that omelet, man. You're going to have to make some really unpopular decisions to actually fix all of this shit, man. And that's been the issue and the problem with politicians and politics for the most part for the past 40, 50 years is no one wants to be the one to say, okay, enough is enough. The buck stops here. I'm going to fix this shit, but I'm going to hurt a lot of people's feelings. I'm going to hurt a lot of people's pockets in the process. You know? Yeah, man. Always keep your hoes broke. You want to control the hoes. You got to control that money. You got to control that cash flow, man. That's why Democrats, I mean, they're always notorious for just spoon feeding you, man. You know, power tricking you. Just giving you just a little. Just a little bit. Just enough to hang on. Just enough to keep you coming back. Like, oh, what? You know, what, we didn't fix this, that, and the third? What? We'll come back and see us in the next 4 years. Come back and see us in the next 4 years, you know, and we'll try it again. We'll do it again. Okay. Run along, little doggy. Run along. Yeah, man. Niggas need to get off that Democratic plantation, man. And once again, I'm not a Democrat, nor am I a Republican. I follow the goddamn money, man. And Trump years was beautiful, man. Shit. I mean, it was bad for the sugar daddying. It was bad for that. But everything else was pretty slick, man. Everything else was pretty slick. And I ain't no hater, man. Shit. I kind of enjoyed seeing my babies, you know, not struggling and doing all right out there, man. But once again, let us proceed. And also, another scenario that lets you know that you're dealing with someone who might be brainwashed, right, is, and once again, going back to my uncle, a man who I respect very much. It's actually kind of hard to even, you know, speak on him in these terms, man, but yeah, man, he's got a slight touch of Trump derangement syndrome, TDS. How do we know this? Well, my cousins, which are his sons, they went through, their ordeal is pretty much done as far as the court system is concerned, but they were wrangled in and fishnetted into a conspiracy charge when a Dayton police officer ended up getting shot around DeSoto Bass. Anybody that know a little something about that scenario or that situation, forget what the officer's name is, man, but I'm kind of thinking that the dude was crooked, man, because he went down in a basement. I think there was like only two officers, man, and it was supposed to be in a drug raid, and he went down. I don't know what he was trying to do, what his purpose was, man, but typically on a drug raid, you don't do it the way that him and his partner did it, man. It was just like two of them, from what I'm hearing. He didn't even announce himself about who he was, and I don't know, just something really shady about it, man, which makes me feel like, you know, the cop may have been crooked. Yeah, I think he may have been crooked, but nevertheless, you know how it go, man. You know, when an officer get clipped, man, everybody and their mama gotta pay, man. So the dude that actually shot the cop, man, you know, he, for whatever reason, his connect or the pipeline in which he was getting whatever drugs he was getting, I believe it was fentanyl, right? It ran back to my peoples, man. It ran back to my cousins. And they don't even live in Ohio, man. You know what I mean? I'm not going to go into great length or great depth about, you know, where they was at and whatnot, man. But as far as I can see, man, they had nothing to do with it. In which they didn't. They didn't have jack shit to do with it. I don't even think that he was getting supplied by my people, man. And I pretty much purposely tried to stay out of the mix about knowing too much about the scenario or about the case, man. But bottom line is, my cousins got wrangled in on a RICO case, man. It was a flimsy-ass case. They didn't have shit on my boys, man. They just said, fuck it, you guilty, and you gonna pay. You know what I mean? And no matter how much evidence that they showed to the contrary, you know, they was just like, nah, we don't believe you. You know, we're gonna cook you. You know what I mean? So, yeah, RICO case. They got a goddamn RICO case out of that, man. Wasn't even in the state. Didn't have nothing to do with it. As far as I'm concerned, they wasn't the connect. They wasn't the supply line. But I guess the feds have been looking at them for a long time anyway. So they like, fuck it, man. Let's just act like they got something to do with it. Let's just fuck it. Let's just get them. Just for GP. I mean, we don't put in the man hours. You know what I mean? Hey, they're black thugs. No one's going to bat an eye when we go ahead and say that they had something to do with the shit, right? So here we have Fannie Willis, and we got the Trump case, and we got, like I said, we got the chicanery going on with these lawless-ass prosecutors, man. Just saying, we think you guilty, and you gotta be guilty because we fucking say so, you know what I mean? The whole might makes right type shit, man. And I'm trying to explain to my uncle, man. I'm like, hey, man, you know, because once again, he's got the TDS, the Trump Derangement Syndrome. And he was actually saying, yeah, man, you know, Trump this, Trump that, and you know, I think it's over for him, and you know, he shouldn't have said what he said on that phone about find me the votes and all this and that. And I'm like, unk, you know, and basically I didn't say what I wanted to say, you know what I mean, because he's my uncle, he outranked me, man, and I love him to death, and I love my cousins and shit, and I didn't want to come off like I was rubbing his face in it and coming off like I know it all at his expense due to the scenario that my cousins was in, that his sons was in, right? Oh yeah, bottom line, my cousins, they got 10 years out of that shit, man. Out of some shit that really couldn't be substantiated or proven, but was substantiated and proven through the RICO Act. Okay? Conspiracy charge. So, my unc was, you know, he was castigating. He was talking, you know, kind of greasy about Trump, about the RICO, about the conspiracy and all that shit. And I was, you know, I wanted to just fire back at him and be like, look, man, the same shit that they use to cook your sons is the same shit they gonna try and use to cook Trump, my nigga. You know, I mean, that's what I wanted to say, but I didn't say it, man. I just kind of held back, and I was just like, I don't even know if it's even going to register. I don't even know if it's even going to be able to get through that nugget, man, because I don't know if any of y'all have actually tried to talk to someone with Trump derangement syndrome, but it is literally an illness, man. You know what I mean? I mean, how on God's green earth are you able to sit there with a straight face and say that, you know, Trump is gonna get what he deserve, and you know, Trump, he shouldn't have did what he did, and he shouldn't have said what he said, and you know that the powers that be, they got a weak ass case, and they're gonna use RICO, they're gonna use conspiracy, and you all good with it. But when it came to your sons, you wasn't good with it. Because all I kept hearing from him when they was going through this shit in court was, oh man, that's bullshit, that's wrong, that ain't right, and this, and I'm like, a nigga. But when it come to Trump, it's all good. It's okay. You know what I mean? I can't understand it, man. I just cannot understand how people can just totally be this way one minute and that way the next. If you really think that your sons got railroaded with the conspiracy charge, then it would be nice if you would be consistent with that thought process. And what I mean by that is when anyone else gets nailed with it, because, I mean, the RICO Act, the conspiracy charge, is some weak shit. I mean, it was brought up and it was fostered and it was put into practice to catch organized crime, especially when the authorities didn't have jack shit on the so-called perpetrators. But a good way to show and prove that you do understand the stakes is just to be consistent all the way across the board. If you think it's bullshit that the RICO Act or the conspiracy charges that the government bestows upon people, if you think it's bullshit, then, like I said, it would be nice if you would show some consistency. If it's bad for your sons, then it's bad for Trump. And that's another thing that niggas don't understand. They don't understand the concept of setting precedents. Yeah. I was telling niggas this shit, man, when the Patriot Act got signed, man. Because, I mean, that's what a lot of this shit is, man. A lot of this shit is just remnants of the Patriot Act that they got off. And the general public is just too ignorant, too stupid to know and to understand that the Patriot Act is just exactly the fucking opposite. It has nothing to do with patriotism, at least not of the democratic kind, but everything to do with a leftist Marxist agenda. But yeah, man, I just thought that was very perplexing, man. My uncle, he's a living, walking, talking contradiction. He believes that we should go over and we should mop up Russia for what they've been doing to Ukraine. In the same vein, in the same breath, he believes that America should be able to protect its sovereignty in the 1960s in the Bay of Pigs with the Cuban Missile Crisis, when Russia was doing what we are doing now. When Russia was knocking at our back door with nukes, setting them up off our shores via Cuba. And now that we're doing it to Russia, we're doing what they did to us. And Russia's saying, no, you didn't like it when we did it to you, so don't do it to us. But my uncle can't see it. All he can see is Russia's evil. Russia's bad. I'm like, God damn, nigga. Like, okay, all right, man. And, you know, tried to basically tell him, like, look, Russia didn't try this shit when Trump was in office, man. They didn't do it. They didn't try it. There was no need to. Because Trump was not attempting any sort of Western expansionist fuckery by intruding in on Russia's sovereignty. And, of course, one day I talked to my unk and, you know, he's vehemently against the RICO Act and the conspiracy charges that the government hands out. Especially when it's against his sons. But when I'm talking about Trump, you know, it's all good. Government can use whatever they want against Trump. Doesn't bother him at all. And, you know, and that's one thing that y'all should know about me, man. That's one thing that I just can't stomach. I can't stomach hypocrisy, man. I can't do it, bro. Much as I love and I fucks with and I rock with my family, especially my uncle, man, I'm like, the brainwashing is just too deep, dog. It's too deep. Too deep. Too deep. Too deep. We got the jazz. 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 We got the jazz.
Stern, firm, and young with a laid-back tongue. The aim is to succeed and achieve at 21. Just like Ringling Brothers, I'll daze and astound. Captivate the mass cause the pros is profound. Do it for the strong, we do it for the meek. Booming in your Jeep, or your Honda, or your Beamer, or your Legend, or your Benz. The rave of the town to your foes and your friends. So push it along, trails we blaze. Don't deserve the gong, don't deserve the praise. The tranquility will make you unball your fists. For we put hip hop on a brand new twist. A brand new twist with a whole heap of mystic. So low key that you probably missed it. But yet it's so loud that it stands in the crowd. When the guy takes the beat, they bowed. So raise up squire, adjust your attire. We have no time to wallow in the mire. If you're on a foreign path, then let me do the lead. Join in the essence of the cool I breed. You cool out to the music cause it makes you feel serene. With the birds and the bees and all those groovy things. Like getting stomach aches when you gotta go to work. Or staring into space when you're feeling berserk. I don't really mind if it's over your head. Cause the job of resurrectors is to wake up the dead. So pay attention, it's not hard to decipher. And after the horns you can check out the fifer.
competition, them try to come sideways. But competition, them must come straight way. Competition, them try to come sideways. But competition, them must come straight way. How's about that? It seems like it's my turn again. All through the years, my mic has been my best friend. I know some brothers wonder, can Pfeiffer really kick it? Some even wanna diss me. But why sweat it? I'm all into my music, cause that's how I make tapes. Try to make hits like it Capri makes tapes. Me sweat another, I do my own thing. Strictly hardcore tracks, not a new jack swing. I grew up as a Christian, so to Jah I give thanks. Collect my banks, listen to Shabaranks. I sing and chat, I do all of that. It's 1991 and I refuse to come back. I take off my hat to other crews that tend to rock. But the low end theory's here, it's time to wreck shop. I got Tip and Shaw, so whom shall I fear? Stop, look and listen, but please don't stare. Suggest to the store and buy the LP or drive RCA, cassettes and CDs. Produced and arranged by the four-man crew. And oh, Skef Anselm, he gets props too. Make sure you have a system with some fat house speakers so the new can rock from Boston, Massapequa. Cause where I come from, quality is job one. And everybody up on it, you know we get the job done. So peace to that crew, and peace to this crew. Bring on the tour, we'll see you at a theater nearest you.
Hey yo, but wait, back it up. Easy, back it up. Please let the abstract embellish on the cut. Back and forth just like a cameo song. If you dig this joke, then please come dance along to the music, cause it's done just for the mind. Now I gotta scat and get mine. Underline the jazz. The what? The jazz move that for the chop originates. That feeling of pizzazz, it's a universal sound. Bless the brothers on the ground and the 1-6 below. You didn't have to go. Some say that I'm eccentric cause I once had an orgy. And sometimes for breakfast I eat grits and porgies. If this is a stinker, then call me a skunk, I ask. Now check it out.
Check what out?
Yo, check this out.
Yo, microphone check, 1, 2, what is this? The 5-foot assassin with the roughneck business. I float like gravity, never had a cavity. Got more rhymes than the one that's got family. No need to sweat Arsenio to gain some type of fame. No shame in my game, cause I always be the same. Styles upon styles upon styles is what I have. You wanna diss the Pfeiffer, but you still don't know the half. I sport New Balance sneakers to avoid a narrow path. Messing around with this, it can't size it up. I never have stuff, cause I'm not a half-stepper. Drink a lot of soda, so they call me Dr. Pepper. Refuse to compete with BS competition. Your name is special, so won't you suckle with the mission? I never walk the street, think it's all about me. Even though deep in my heart, it really could be. I just try my best to, like, go all out. Some might even say, you're shorty black, you're bugging out.
Zulu Nation, mother's last creation. Minds get flooded. Ejaculation right on the 2-inch tape.
The abstract poet incognito. See, I run the cape. Not the best, not the worst. But occasionally I curse to get my point across. Word. So bust the floors as I go in between the grit and the dirt. Listen to the mission, listen, missions. I do work as I crack up that monotone. Chill.